from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up in our next Forum Hour, two recently released documentaries. In our first half hour, we focus on Corner Store, a documentary about a San Francisco Palestinian neighborhood store owner named Yusuf El-Haj, who spent a decade trying to care for his family over 7,000 miles away in Bethlehem. Then at 10:30, we talk about a new documentary, Sowing the Seeds of Justice, all about Cruz Reynoso, a son of farm workers who became a Bolthall-trained attorney and a civil rights lawyer and the first Latino to sit on the California State Supreme Court, as well as being a recipient of the Medal of Freedom. Forum is next. Join us after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's Forum program. In this Forum segment, we focus our attention on a documentary film called Corner Store, which centers on the life of a Palestinian immigrant named Yusuf El-Haj, who owns and runs the Church Street Market in San Francisco at the corner of Castro and Mission. In desperate financial straits after the Second Intifada, he came to San Francisco, where his brother Abraham was living, to support his family in Bethlehem. And joining us to discuss the film and discuss the story is Yusuf El-Haj, here with us in studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. And we also want to say good morning to Catherine Bruins, who is the director at Corner Store, which, by the way, will be aired on KQED Television's Truly California series this Sunday at 6 p.m. Welcome, Catherine Bruins.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Good to have you here. What is the genesis of this story? What brought you to Yusuf?
I am one of Yusuf's customers, and I was, I guess, struck by his level of commitment to his store, but also to his how personable he is with his customers, which I think is a big part of the reason that the store is successful. And I wasn't aware of his backstory, but when I found out, it sort of makes his empathy, because he listens to people all day long, you know, discuss their day-to-day problems and listens with a completely empathetic ear.
He's like a bartender, right?
Exactly, exactly. But even with this backstory, it's incredible that he's totally genuine when he empathizes with all of the neighbors. And that was really what started this project.
You wanted to get him on film. You wanted to get his kindness, his compassion, his empathy. But you also wanted to tell a story that in some ways brings us into an understanding of what the Corner Store is, like the title suggests.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, corner stores are primarily immigrant-owned businesses. And I think we forget about, you know, wondering about the backstory when we come in and we shop for our milk or our, you know, quick in-and-out item. And you don't think to ask, who is this person? Where did they come from? And what is their family life like? And it's not uncommon for the immigration story to be played out through the course of a store's short history as well.
You didn't know you'd become sort of a movie star here. The neighborhood is all excited.
That surprised me about that. Yeah.
Well, let's find out more about your story. I mean, as I mentioned in my introduction, you came here really to some extent with the hope that you would reunite with your family, and that was a long, arduous struggle.
Yeah, it's a big struggle, especially when I leave my wife, my kids was the babies. When I leave them, I have to support them and to protect them from life. You know, hard is very hard.
And here you were almost 4,000 miles away.
7,000 miles away.
I mean, 7,000 miles away.
7,000 miles away.
That's 7,368. I don't know where I came up with four. And talking to them almost every day and staying in touch.
Every day, yeah. So
missing them terribly?
A lot, you know, especially I never have this emotional, you know, before when I live with them, it's normal life. But when you stay away from them, it's so difficult. You have to think about how they live, how if they are sick, if they need something, they need dad to follow with him every day, but that's not happens. But it's good. I always on the phone with my wife, with my brothers to support as much I can until, you know, I bring him here.
And then you did finally get the opportunity to go back after 10 years.
After 10 years.
Yeah, I want to hear actually a clip from the film that talks about that moment.
In 2005, my sister, she called me, Yusuf, there's good surprise for you. I don't know what, never hear any good news in my life. It's always bad news. She's laughing. She told me, no, immigration sent the paper for you to be illegal. So he gave me the address for this lady, Cara.
I met Yusuf about 2 years ago when he came to our office for help getting his permanent residence, his green card. He's obviously so hardworking and has made this huge sacrifice to come and be apart physically from his family for all of this time. And yet I know that he keeps in pretty constant contact with them. People aren't aware that it takes so long, you know, that we've set up a system where people have to wait 5, 10, 15 years to be reunited with their family, even though they entered the country lawfully.
That was your situation, essentially, entering here lawfully and waiting all that time before you could reunite with your family. And it was like going in another world when you went back to your home, wasn't it?
Oh, big way different. It's, everything exchanged, the town where I live, where I grew up.
Your kids much bigger?
My tall and something amazing happens when I go the first time. My brother bring my small son to the airport to see me. I leave him when he was 2 years old. And after 10 years, be 12 years old. He doesn't recognize me. He just hear my voice, but he doesn't see my pictures. And we take a big hug, and it's amazing. The big emotional when I saw my son is very tall and running, playing, and talking, and everything. It's big way different.
That sounds
that
like
surprised me a lot.
A lot of joy and pain, both.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. There's an old saying, you can't go home again. Did you feel that way? That's Thomas Wolfe.
Right now, it's so difficult. My kids in schools, my daughter in college, and big responsible for supporting them. Life is very hard, but maybe one day in future, I will go back to visit, not to live.
How did you come to own the store?
You know, I work very hard.
About 16 hours a day?
16 hours, 7 days a week, no vacations, no day off. The total vacations I take in the 10 years, around 25 days, not that much. All the money, I send some money to my daughter, and all the money I save it to buy a business, to protect my family here and to give him good life.
I'm going to open our phone lines now. This is a half-hour segment, and be interested in hearing from listeners, the role of your corner store on the one hand in your neighborhood or your community. Do you know the person who runs that corner store? Do you feel connected and attached to that person? Also, of course, we're talking about a larger question, the immigrant experience, and I believe it's safe to say that this is a kind of working-class hero story as well. We do welcome your phone calls, and if you'd like to join us, you can do so now. Our toll-free number is available to you. It's 866-733-6786. So please join the conversation, whether you're listening on radio, internet, or a Sirius satellite. Again, our phone number, 866-733-6786. And as I said, this is a half-hour segment, so if you have something you'd like to bring to the table here or question or comment, join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you now. Our email address is forum@kqed.org, and you can also post a question or comment on our website by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on the segment. And you took an interest in Catherine when she was having a pretty hard time, Yusuf.
Yeah, she's doing a very hard, very good job, and doing very well, very hard for me.
Let's talk about that, Catherine.
Yeah, I started this project in late 07 when I had lost my job. A lot of people were losing their jobs around that time, and you know, I came into him, as you said, sort of the bartender, you know, metaphor, and was telling him about that and telling him that, you know, it's going to be okay. I'm sure everything will work out and I just need to be patient. And he said, oh, yeah, no, I completely understand. 10 years ago, I left my family and it was very hard. I didn't know English. And it's just, yes, patience will help and get you through it.
You opened up and he opened up.
Yeah. And to me, it's incredibly uneven stories to be comparing. I'm here. I can't even imagine 10 years of my life at this point. I'm, much, much younger than Yusuf. So, and for him to actually really be empathizing with me was so incredible. And I think that's, it's part of what makes Yusuf so special is that he's, as you hear him right now, you're saying bittersweet, but he's a glass half full mentality throughout this whole process. And, as customers have come and shared their day-to-day woes, he's remained positive and he's always positive. And I think people come and shop there. We live in this big city and it's a place where you can check in and have a bit of humanity.
I think the term that you have brought to the fore here is the enforcers only connect, right?
That's right.
You think about it with Passage Dindi, but actually it's from Howard's End. That's the idea that we can connect across cultures, and obviously you two have. And you've made a film out of it, which is, quite extraordinary. We're talking to the director of Corner Store, Catherine Bruins, and Yusuf El-Haj, the shop owner, Corner Store, that's profiled in this movie, and talking about corner stores and immigrant stories, and we're going to bring you into the conversation in just a moment here. The thought was, I know, to keep politics out of this, and I think both of you have been strong on that, but I must say, in seeing the film, I was thinking about a novel of Bernard Malamud's called The Assistant. It was made into a film. It's just Jewish-Palestinian, that's where my mind is going here, because this is a story of a Jewish man named Morris Bober who runs a grocery store, and it's a corner store like yours, and he's a kind-hearted man like you and a compassionate man, and it's just a very compelling story, and it sort of parallels your story in some ways. I mean, this is really kind of the humanity universal side of the story, but I want to there is politics in the film in the sense of what you had to go through with the checkpoints and all of that.
Yeah. It's over there, big struggle there, and difficult life. It's conflict and politics. Life is not be easy, but both sides is everybody worry and scared, and everybody likes to stay away and safe. So. And Palestinian side, especially the economy is really bad and very hard to for job, for income, for kind of it's very sensitive for the people. You know what I mean? But people live there. This is the home for everybody. But for some people, if there is chance to leave the country to find better place, safe and good job, good income, they try to go out.
Well, you went out, and it was difficult for you to get back in. I mean, just to get back to your home.
No, not difficult to go in. Still, my identity card, still I have it. My passport, still I have it. So anytime if I want to go, I can go.
Now?
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Let me go to our callers, and let's begin with John. You're on. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for the piece. The show's great. I just wanted to say something my dad said to me long ago really resonates with this piece, and that's you never know who you're talking to. And so since I was a little boy, I've always seeked out corner stores and small markets to just go in and, do my commerce, buy what I need, but also figure out who it is I'm talking to and have a five-minute snippet of someone else's life. He's come from another side of the world, and very interestingly, I've made a lot of very great connections that way. I met a guy the other day at a U-Haul store who was an F-16 pilot in the Middle East, and now he owns a U-Haul store, and we talked for a half an hour. I like that perspective of walking in and learning who you're talking to and really getting a little snippet from somewhere in the world.
Thank you for that, John. Good to hear from you, and I think that's what the film... What you wanted to foster in this film, wasn't it? That, again, that connectedness between people?
Yeah, that's right. And this is just one story. But given the depth of this one story, you can take that and imagine, of course, that everyone has a story, and everyone has a story with depth, and it's not just their name and their nationality. There's going to be, just like yourself, an entire story behind every person that you meet. I think it's great, and I think another thing that was really interesting, because I'm like the caller, I like to sort of talk to different people as well around the city, and it's a sort of pastime of mine as well. But to consider it from the opposite side, that Yusuf sits in the middle of the neighborhood, and he has, he said a snippet of time.
He's got a special perch, really.
He sees, hundreds of people's snippets every day, and he has a perspective on the neighborhood I live in a way that I never will be able to.
There's also that feeling of community that really is underlying a lot of this with the corner store and so forth. I mean, you feel connected because it's you're in your neighborhood, your hood, as they say. Yeah?
You know, because I lived there for 10 years, actually 8 years inside the store, work and sleep and eat and all my life inside the store. For 8 years, I was illegal, and I don't go out that much, just for the necessary things. So, and most of my neighbors, they understand how is my situation, and very respectful people, and they give me big emotional to those people. They support me, they help me, and they stand with me when in my difficult time. That's give me a big feeling in my heart. I'm not just in the business to just making money. This is another thing. It's emotionals between me and them. I remember every year in Thanksgiving, most of my neighbors, they save food for me in Thanksgiving and Christmas. And some of them, they bring me gifts in Christmas. This is not a corner store as a business. No, I feel I'm in my family, inside my family.
Extended family.
Extended family, exactly.
In fact, here's
and always I tell my family and my friends and my people, I am here in between my family. I'll never be in dangerous or difficult life. And also, sometimes, believe me, I don't feel as I'm stay away from my home, my kids, my wife. There is something covering,
No wonder they like to come in your store. here's a listener, Cheryl, who says, I live very close to a tiny business called the Cheese Boutique at 12th and Irving. The couple that own and operate the shop are Lebanese, such lovely people. I never buy cheese from Trader Joe's or anywhere else. The neighborhood is totally in love with this family. Let me go to more of your calls. Daniel, join us. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. First of all, I'd like to say just thanks for your story. I love to hear stories of hardworking immigrants, and I like what you also say about keep the politics out. As immigrants myself, I'm an immigrant. We just come here. We know we have to come to work and support our families. And there's all these talks about like reform and immigration, and but we're just so busy working that some of these things and some of these politics really go over our head. And, at the end of the day, we're just about working. And I like what you mentioned. You work, 6-7 days a week. I mean, that's something that, it's really hard to do. And thanks for telling your story. And, I look forward to see the film.
Well, thank you for the call. But you love your work, too. I mean, that comes across not only because of the people, but you love having corner store, yeah?
Exactly.
Let me bring it's another caller lovely. On mm-hmm. here, and we'll go to Berkeley. And Leslie, join us. You're on.
Hi. I've also been quite by my corner store and the kind socialization. A very wise Yemenese man, older man, who would help the neighbors when they needed funds, kept a running tab, would be very astute and thoughtful politically, and would generally work hard. We all respected him. And another corner store, Palestinian one, one time I went in, they'd never met me, and they offered... I forgot my wallet, and I said, I'll be right back. And the man said, no, you bring it next day. And I just these things have been very touching to me. Getting to know them, as you said, it's been very rewarding.
Well, we thank you for the call. And we'll bring on Richard next, who's joining us from Pengrove. Richard, you're on.
Thanks for the show, Michael. Thank you for the show. Yusuf, you are the best of America, my friend.
Thank you.
The very greatest thing about this story is that it is, in fact, something for all of us to feel pride in our patriotism and pride in this lovely, wonderful country that is not made up of the angst that we've been told so often. It's made up of small moments and wonderful people who all of us came from. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Richard. Thank you. Do you feel a real connection to America now?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
Since I came here in 1998, I met lots of people, different nationalities. It's very nice, very wonderful people. Especially when I came the first time, my English language is very, very hard. I don't speak very well. So they understand, and everybody likes to do something for me. I'm surprised about this. Different world, but especially here in San Francisco, very lovely people. I'd be appreciated for that.
But when you went back, was it easy to...
To see a family.
Well, not only... but also to speak Arabic again and to go back to your roots, so to speak, in a very comfortable way?
Yes.
So you remain a man of two worlds, yeah?
Two worlds.
Yeah, okay. Let's bring another caller on, and that's Andy. Hi, Andy. You're on.
Hello, Michael. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah.
And I just want to say a few things. I'm a 23-year-old young musician. I'm originated from mainland China. And then I'm now still having a legal status. And about last year, I went to the Chinese Idol show for a 250,000 contestants. And I made it to the final. But unfortunately, I couldn't go back because of my immigration status. And in 2008, my father passed away. And I still wasn't able to make it to his funeral. And I understand, you know, what he's going through. And I wanted to, you know, send out a support and encouragement that things will eventually get better. And I'm still making my first album right now. So hopefully if I get a deal in a record company in Taiwan, I'll probably just give up my life here in the United States because I cannot do anything here. So, but I still have faith in myself that... get better.
Well, we wish you good luck in pursuing your musical career, and we thank you for the call. And Yusuf, your children, your wife now?
My wife, my children, they are so beautiful, and they are so nice. I'm surprised they are adjusting here, and they're doing great. And the good things, they respect me, and they understand how's my situation, how's my life is very hard. That's why they're doing what I ask him for. They do it, and they're doing very well.
Well, so are you and your family, and I wish you the best of luck. And
thank you.
The story is very compelling. Catherine, congratulations on the film.
Thank you so much.
Catherine Bruins, the director. The Corner Store, a new documentary film, will be aired on KQED Channel 9 on the Truly California series on Sunday, this Sunday at 6 p.m. We've been glad to have you both with us, Catherine Bruins and Yusuf El-Haj. And another documentary is one we're going to look at in the next segment of Forum. We're going to talk about a documentary that was made about former Justice on the Supreme Court, Cruz Reynoso, who also won the Medal of Freedom. It's, again, a very heartening and compelling story. So stay tuned when we return on Forum. I'm Michael Krasny.